Story day to remember the Zion otherwise touch 900 the Matra Potash.
Shalom and Bracha, guten Morgen. Na gute Woch, Lano Lechol Yisrael. On the sticker that we gave out last time, it's available for anybody who didn't receive one. There was one of the points which we didn't deal with last time, and that is the inyan of concentrating before Shmona Esra on standing, Hilu, one is standing inside the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody knows the halacha of the chiyuv to face Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael to face Yerushalayim, in Beis Hamikdash to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But added to that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tzadik Dalet, Sif Cotton Gimel, explaining what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that he should be poimer to Eretz Yisrael, v'yichavein gam Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, rotzoloima yichavein liboy, af al pi shi'ef shaloy lehachzir ponov negdo. One can't actually from Chutz Loretz face exactly the Beis Hamikdash, or you can only face more or less exactly Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say v'yichavein? She says that means she achshoyv beliboy v'rayoynoy ki ilu hu oymeid b'mikdash asher b'Yerushalayim b'mkoyim kodesh hakadoshim. Adav v'niflim oyd. One should think in machshava alone that I'm standing in the Beis Hamikdash, which is in Yerushalayim er hakodesh, in the kodesh hakadoshim, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues that somebody who is in Yerushalayim, Yachzi Ponov LeMikdash, and he should also have in mind Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he was standing on the western side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then Machzir Ponov LeKapoires should face the place of the Aron HaKodesh. So Mishnah Berurah says on that, brings down what the Gemara says, that we're learning from the Pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech said when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, Vispalulu el hamokoy mazeh. As the Mishnah Berurah, V'yireh esatzmo ki ilu hu'oymeid lifnei hakapeiros. He should consider himself, he should think in his machshava as if he is standing in front of the Aron HaKodesh. It is not a halacha that's me'akev b'di'eved. It's only a mitzvah. About Kolponim, you see the enormous kedusha of tefillah, that it's a mitzvah lechatchila to imagine oneself to be standing mamash in the Kodesh Kadoshim, in front of the Aron HaKodesh, in front of the Kapoyres. Nifle moed moed. In Siman Tzadik Hei, Shulchan Aruch says that Alpid Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kufhei should have Einov Lamato of Liboy Lamalo. So Shulchan Aruch says Einov Lamato means that he should look in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash as if he's standing inside Beis Hamikdash. So that, therefore, this Mishnah Berurah Bemzer says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Hei, and Liboy Lishomayim. The Rambam says on that halacha that one should consider oneself actually standing in Shomayim. Kumtois, Zadova Pele, that in one's machshava, one should have before Shmona Esra a few kavonas. That I'm standing in the Beis Hamikdash, that I'm actually looking at the Aron Kodesh, that I'm in Shomayim lifnei kisei hakovod. How they all fit in together, I'm not sure. It's Kenzaim, one's like the guf, and one's the nefesh. The guf should be like a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Nefesh should be in Shomayim, which is our Shoirish and where we're all going. The impression one receives from such halachas of the enormous Kedusha of Tfilas HaShemoneh Esrei is Mamish Mavil al Arayim. Let's go back to the union of Kivun Haruchos, of standing in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. In Rambam, in Hilchas Tfila, he starts off Perik Afma Hilchas Tfila, Shtel Navek, the Tzuras HaMitzvah Min HaTorah, which Rambam holds Tfila Deraisa at least once a day. He says that every Tfila has to contain a Shevach and a Bakosha and the Hidur. And that is the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei. Begins with the Sholosh Rishoynes, which is Shevach. And then there are 13 brochos of Bakoshas. And there's then the three Achroinos, which are Hidur. They are called, even though only one seems to be Hidur, they're called Hidur. Then the Rambam continues that it's a mitzvah to be pointed towards the Beis Hamikdash. He doesn't bring the Makor, nor does the Magid Mishnah. Of his Mashma Midvarov, that this is a Chiv Deraisa, because Perek Aleph is all about the halachos of the Mitzvah Deraisa. The halachos of the Mitzvah Derabbanan come much later, and start from Perek Hey. Where does the Rambam get it from, that this is a mitzvah deraisa, standing here in Machzikei Adas to be pointed to Eretz Yisroel and Shmoneh Esrei, halacha deraisa? So there is a sifri in Parshas Vayeshchanan where Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisroel. From that pasuk there, when Moshe Rabbeinu says at time the Yorotzeit and Moshe Rabbeinu, Zchus HaTogon Aleinu HaKol Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu begins with Ato HaChiloitz L'Haroiz Es Avdecho Es Godlecho Es Yodcho HaChazoko Hashem Mi'el V'Hashemayim V'Oretz HaShiyasek Ma'asecho V'Chigurusecho, a praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And after that he requests Ebrono Eretz Oretz HaToyv. From that, the Gemara learns the halacha that Chayv Odom Lehagdim Shvocha Shel Mokoyim Be'achakach Kispale. So that takes care of the halacha the Rambam says that you have to start off Shmoneh Esrei with Shevach. So you have to Magdim Shvocha Shel Mokoyim. The Chazal will marchiv that chiyuv by Bimasakin the Psukim de Zimra. State in Tur, and Marshoi in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, that's the reason for the chiyuv of Psuki de Zimra, is to be marchiv the hagdoma of Shvocha Shel Mokoyim. In Ovois and Gvurois, it's all very, very short, and the words are very powerful, but they're very, very short. It's not full of description. In Psuki de Zimra, we talk in Shmoneh Esrei about Godel, Gibbo Vanoira. If you look carefully and think carefully about Psukah de Zimra, you see a detailed picture of what's Godel, what's Gibor, what's Noira. And Psukah de Zimra described all the Nifluas Abriya and Midoisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one is misboinen properly in the Psukah de Zimra and is Me'oira the Leiv to understand the Gadlus HaBoirei, the Gvuras Hashem, the Neuros Hashem, then the Tefillah is well founded, as a basis, to be able to go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam easily. As the Gedoyei HaOlam, the Arizal, and Shari Oiras explain that the Psuki de Zimra are to cut off Loshon Leisizmer, to cut off the Mekatregim, the ones to be Ma'akev, the Tefillah. Stoma should give her one minute to the Indian that the Mekatregim want to be Me'akav the Tefillah. Why should the Mekatregim want to be Me'akav? Says, first of all, because a person might have Averus, as he did yesterday, and causing a Kitruk. It might also be because, as Chazal say, Dvorim O'im Nimburu Mishoilam, if he's mezalzel b'tefillah, if he rushes in last minute, if he comes late, if he leaves out things that are important in the tefillah, he doesn't daven with the proper kavana, so there's immediately going to be mekatregim to his tefillah. Mibikish zois miedchem ramois chatzerai, approaching davening to the boyri oilam, God will give of a noira like that. Miato. So the Psukhi de Zimra takes care of that. Because the Psukhi de Zimra is a ribui, shvacha shel makoim, it's Zimra, shira, b'zimra. And through that, a person is royal, la'amud lifnei Hashem. Mabit says that's not, in base of the kin, that's the hezber of the soirich of Psukhi de Zimra. A person who's in conscious of the Gadlus Aboire is Mekayim Dal if they meet to Oymed, he gets the Shmoyne Esra, he has the Shus Lamoid, Lefonov, and to be Mevakesh Tzorochov. So with that, we learn from the Pasuk there in Parashas Vayeschanan. We also learn from there, the Sefer in Sifri, the Halacha to be pointed to Eretz Yisrael when davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says immediately after the Ebruna, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Alei Rosh HaPisco, V'soi Necho, Yoma V'tzofoino, V'seimono, V'negbo, U'rei V'inecho. You see the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says there, Bikashto Mimeni, Vo'eres Horetz HaToivo, Ani Mare Lecho Es Kulo, I'll show you the whole of Eretz Yisrael. And the Sifri says on that, Mikan Omru, Ha'im Din B'chutz Loretz, Ha'ifchim Peneim Keneged Eretz Yisrael Amispalelim. It's not exactly clear what the Alfusa is, but the Netziv on the Sifri says that Hashem said to him, Shemikol Tzad Yisro Ein Ov Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said, Soya Einecho, Yoma, Safoyna. He's only in one place, how can you see in all directions? And wherever you are, look towards Eretz Yisrael. And that was together with his tefillah. So Chazal learned out from there that the tefillah requires looking from any direction where you're standing to look to Eretz Yisrael. And as I said before, smashma according to the Shitz Rambam, the tefillah is the Raisa, that this tak is a halacha min ha-toyre. What's the inyan of this? So the Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed says, "Nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnin es libam lemokum echod." And the Gemara learns this out from the pasuk, "Kemigdal David savoreich bonui letalpiois." Talpiois, the answer is the Gemara tail, she called piois poinus shom. Migdal David, it's based on Migdosh. David HaMelech received the instructions. I call Big Sav, Allah is skill, to build the Beis HaMikdosh. Why is the Beis HaMikdosh called Tzavorech? Why is it called a Tzavor? Because Chazal say, the Beis HaMikdosh Shel Mato is Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdosh Shel Malo. That means there's Ki'ilu a Tzinner, a direct Tzinner, from the Beis HaMikdosh Shel Malo, going straight up to the Kisei HaKovod, to the Beis HaMikdosh Shel Malo, without any interruption whatsoever. And so that's why this is the mokum where the tefillahs go up. As Rashi says in Chumash, that Yaakovinu is nizgala to him in the Chaloyim HaNavuah, that Ein Zekim Peis HaZekim, or afterwards when he woke up, he realized, Ein Zekim Peis HaZekim, V'zeh Shara Shemaim. So Rashi, Shara Shekola Tefillahs Oilas Derech Shom. And Rashi says there that the Chazal, that Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. So come to us, just like the Tzavo, just like a person's Tzavo connects his Moyach and his faculties of thought and speech, which is the Ike of the Mensch, to his Guf, His goof is standing lamato. The what joins the two is the tzavo. It's the same thing. The Beis Hamikdash shel ma'alo is the bechinas l'roish. The Beis Hamikdash shel mato is the mokum betachtoinim, where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be mashre shchinosoi, and there has to be a joining, and has to be a link. So there's a link. There's a tzavo. So Beis Hamikdash is called the tzavo. That's why it says in Chumash that when Yosef met Binyamin, it's Vayipal al Tzavor of Vayevk. And she says they were crying over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, was the Keshe. One of the Gedolei Olam says, because that's the inyan of the Tzavor, they were crying over the Tzavor. So come to us, as the halacha of poinus in the Beis Hamikdash is in order that the Beis Hamikdash, afilu bizman churbonoi, still has kedusha. The Iker Halach is like the Rambam holds as the Issach Kores, afilu bizman hazeh, to go into the Har HaBayis, because it still has kedushas mikdash, afilu with shomeim. And therefore, it's still the tzavo, it's still the Shara Shomeim. And all the piyos of tefillah have to be poina derech shom. There's a Muridik Sefer of a Rishon called the Shari Oiro, and he says the Shlo HaKadosh brings it down in his beer on tefillah in Maseches Tomid of the Shlo, that there are men in Chutz Laaretz Bifrat, there are many mekatregim on the tefillahs. You all remember the Ramban Sof Parshas Achrei Mois explains the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And in comparison to that, the Chutz Laaretz is covered over by interruptions from the connection with Shomayim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashlit over Chutz Laaretz, the 70 Sore Ha'umois, the Malochim who are in charge of each of the Umois, and they interrupt the Achdus, the connection with the Ribbono Shlomo. In Eretz Yisrael, which is Eina Hashem Kech Abba Meresh Lashona and Achris Shona, is Ribbon Shlom is Adoni Ha'oretz, and there's no Sorim, there's no Malochim in charge there, so Meila the Ruchnius is more connected, and the Tefillah, that's therefore the Mokum, the Tefillahs go up. Nowadays, unfortunately, there's a Memshala Moishel al Malchus Shom al Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu over there, who are, as it says in Chazal, kol ha-malchus nepach leminus, so that also causes interruptions. Aber mitzad Eretz Yisrael atzmoi is the Shar Shemayim apsuchim more, and befrat over Yerushalayim and befrat over the Mokum HaMikdash. So the Shar Yoyre says, the Shlok Kosh brings it, that in order for the tefillahs from Chutz Laaretz to get up to the Kisei HaKavod every day, it's impossible through the Avir of Chutz Laaretz to go up. Through the Avir of Chutz Laaretz, they won't be able to get through the interruptions of Malachi Chavola, Mekatregim, they're all filling the atmosphere above Chutz Laaretz. As they to. And Memela, the Tfilas have to go through Eretz Yisrael, have to sail through. How it all works, I don't know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows. They have to all sail through to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Mokum HaMikdash, to the Shaar HaShemayim, and they all go through there. Now, the Gemara says that the union of this halacha is that it's Migdal Kemigdal David Savorech Boni Lital Piyos. Tail Shikola Piyos Poynes Derech Shom. Come to us, the Hafnor of the Guf in the direction of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is absolutely essential for the tefillah to be able to be oile l'shamayim. Tzivisl Mashma from the Chayodom, that he says the Loshon Mishum Shishom Shehar HaShamayim Shekol HaTfilas Oile Derech Shom. It's Mashma L'Zevs Ainyin Shekol HaTfilas, as it makes an Achdus between the tefillahs of Kol Yisroel. So that all the tefillahs go up together like a korban tomid shel tzibur. So it states in Charedim, in the end of his Hakdoma, that even in the Zman HaGolos, just as in the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, there were the Shvatim, Choynim, Misoviv, the Shechina, and through that, each one had his connection with the Shechina, from Mizrach, from Meir, from Tzofim, from Doroim, is who Adin Afilu Bizman HaGolos. Where Mufuza or Mufoyrod, Ba'arba Campus or Orez, Mizrach, Meir, Tzof, and Dorm, or Mimikol Mokoim, since we are all poina to the Beis Amikdosh, we're still considered to be Shoyrim, Misoviv, Lemachana Ashchina. Says, then it was Begoloi, and now it's Behesta. Of it's the same Matthias. Vorm Nifloim and Eroim. There's another Indian here in the being pointed to Eretz Yisrael. There's a sefer on the Sifri called Sifrei Debei Rav. The Kaf HaChaim brings in here in Siman Tzadik Dalet, and he says the following. He says the pasuk Alei Rosh Hapisgah Lomadnu Hatam Dechihechi De Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Af Al Gam Shehoya B'Chutz Loretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosh Baruch told him to look at the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Because the reason for that was because Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon HaNeviim, Shekibol Torah MiSinai, he's the Makor HaBrocha. If he would have entered Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael would have been Kayam LeOilam. We're not Zoicha, we're waiting. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosh Boch wanted him to at least be machnis the avira Eretz Yisrael, the enormous kedusha that only he understood, and by looking at Eretz Yisrael, he brought this kedusha laoretz. When a tzaddik looks at something, the kedusha of his nefesh goes into the thing that he looks at. So the Sifrei Debei Rav explains, Och inamin, in the same way, Hoimdim b'chutz loretz, Shemispalalim, Tzrichim la'apach panem k'neged Eretz Yisrael, She'ein ha'shefa yoyrid min ha'shamayim ele b'Eretz Yisrael, U'mishom yochol ispashet ha'tamtzis b'chutz loretz, She'nema Eretz asher Hashem l'kech ha'doyre sh'yisoh. And Chazal says, Rashi brings in Chumash, "Aydei Adrisha Shadoyer Sheretz Yisrael Doyer Shor Arotzas Imo." Means Bemes Meikratin. The Gemara says in Tanis Daf Yud Omen Aleph that Kadosh Baruch creates Eretz Yisrael before the rest of the world, and that Kadosh Baruch brings the rain to Eretz Yisrael first before the rest of the world. Unfortunately, we were so long in Golos, it doesn't look that way. Bemes, all the shefa comes down to Eretz Yisrael. The rain comes before Eretz, and we see it today. Unfortunately, the hefech, the state in Zohar Kodesh is brought down in Gedolei Olam. That le'acha ha'churban, because Baruch Hu made it to look the opposite. The shefa goes to Chutz Loretz, and Eretz Yisrael receives only the tamtzis. But mikol mokoyim, that's only the way it looks. Because there's such enormous hest upon him in the Zman HaGolos. But the Emes Lamito is, I feel it's Zman HaGolos, all the Shef has Yorim and Yashamayim to Mokam Beis HaMikdosh, and then, instead of it being his Pashas in Eretz Yisrael, Bishleimus, as it should, when Klal Yisrael were all on Admosam and Beis HaMikdosh Bonoi, so it goes out to Chutz Loretz, as you see the Umus Olam, Ashirim, Adirim, and Shoilet Bekipa, receive enormous amounts of Shefa. And then Yisrael, the Gashmi is very Metzumtzum, at least for Eilech Ha'idin. The Freya have it happier, but Eilech Ha'idin Mutschenzuch, because of this situation, that the Iker Shefa comes down from Beis HaMikdash and then goes to Chutz Loretz, and it has to be sent back. So Klal Yisrael, Ein B'nei Neviim Heim, And they always have a tshuka up here, what Gdoid Yisrael, Meyasa, the Grover Talmidov, and Baal Shem Tov Talmidov, to support Torah and support Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Understood? The reason why the Bereshit sends the Shefa to Chutzlaretz is in order that Eden should nitzois that Shefa and build up Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah Galuso. Kol Panim, the Indian of being pointer to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis Hamikdash in Shemona Esra, says the Sifrei Debeirav, is in order to receive the Shefa that's coming from the Mokum Hamikdash. It's the Choyra Bechina, you know the well-known halacha, that if somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tosheni Shul Golias, if he's died to Lachzor, he has to keep 2 days, even Eretz Yisrael. If he ain't died to Lachzor, he's going to stay, keeps only 1 day. The same, Yid from Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutzlar, it's told on died to Lachzor. Where a person's mind is, that's where he is. The halacha recognizes, there's many other examples of that, where your das is, where your hachlota is, that's where you are. Al pidin. He said, Yid is poina to the Beis Hamikdash in Shemona Esra. Before we said you have to be mechashev, kiryan, and kodesh kedoshim, then you tuck it there. You tuck it there. But if he doesn't have anything to do with that, it's just damned without that kavona, then he's in Chutz Loretz. Chutz Loretz, it says in Shariot, the reason why it's called Chutz Loretz, because Oretz is Ho Oretz. Rashem Ho Oretz, Umaloy, we said today. Rashi says there in Tilim, Ho Oretz means Eretz Yisrael, the land. And there, the Kedush is enormous. It's the Ein Hashem Rekech Obo, it's Eretz Hashem. And Chutz La'aretz, as we said before, is under the Shivim Sorim. And that's there for Chutz La'aretz. It's outside the Kedushas Ha'aretz. So a Yid in Chutz La'aretz, who's Mekasher himself, B'chol Koichoi, in Ishma, 3 times a day, in Ishmoin Esra, to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's there. He's taken there. And he's, therefore, his tzipirli geula is enormous. He doesn't feel at home here bichlal. The lamed shlo yorad Yaakov lishtakeh asham. Just passing in the time here till Mashiach comes. But I'm not here. And this leads us to an important explanation of the Tzura of the Shmoyne Esra. Stating Avadram, a most beautiful thing, says that the middle brachas of Shmoyne Esra, the 13 middle brachas, Agavulcha, that's 13, is Yud Gimel, right? Yud Gimel, middle Shul Rachmin. Tfila Rachmin. The Bakosha is a Yud Gimel. They're made up of groups. The last bracha Shemer Tefila is klolis. There's no prat in the Shemer Tefila. It's a bakosha that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mekabel all the 12 bakoshas of the previous brachas. So we're left with 12. Says the Avadram, you should divide those up into 6 and 6. The first 6 from Atachoy named to Baruch Aleinu. They are the bakoshos for tzorchei hayochid. The yochid is mispal for das. The yochid is mispal for Torah, for avodah, for tshuva, siyata lishmain, is avodah Hashem. He's mispal for slicha v'chapora. He's mispal for a geula from his private tzorois, as Rashi says in Megillah, that the river Ivenu is about one's own private tzorois. And then he is mispal for gizunt and refua and for parnosa. 6 brachas of tzorchei hayochid. The Avadram notes that you should also subdivide those 6 into 3 and 3, because the first 3 are bakoshas for one's ruchnias, and the second 3 for one's gashmias. And he says one can't possibly daven for one's gashmias before davening for one's ruchnias. The Rebbeinu wants first to hear that I really want a lot of das avodas Hashem, a lot of Torah and tshuva and avoda and aslicha v'kapora, and then he'll see that it is so important to me, so he'll accept the bakoshes for the gashmis that I need. He wants to provide me with my needs to be able to serve him and learn his Torah. So that's three and three. And then there's six left. Those six are Tzorchei Horabim. What is considered Tzorchei Horabim? The Chayre, a tefillah like Yikum Purkan or Mishaberech on Shabbos, that should be the tefillah for Tzorchei Horabim. And we don't find anything of that. We start off with Tekah B'Shoif HaGod L'Chayruseinu. We want to immediately be Zoyche to Kibbutz Golias. And we want then to be Zoyche to see Hoshiva Shevten Kvar Yishoyno, to see the Sanhedrin Oymed Al Tiloy, to be Dan Klal Yisrael Lefi Mishpatei Hashem. Omloich Aleinu Atu Hashem Levadecho should be can bottle Malchus Aminus, and the Rebbeinu Shlom should be Moilech on us by himself. And then there's Melam Malshinim, which is a brocha for Ruchnius, a Muyidika brocha. The famous Rambam says that Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi were massacring this brocha when they saw that the Masisim and Medichim were being Moshech, the lave of Klal Yisrael, away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he saw that this was the greatest need of all needs, Peldik Aloshin Rambam, the greatest tzoyrach of all, is Mesak and this brocha, Yushum Ispalel, for the Abdon HaMinim VaMalshinim. And this goes for today, Halachas Kama VeKama. Somebody asked the Kasher, there's a famous Gemara in Brochus, that Rabbi Shu ben Levi davened for the Misa of Amin. And he waited till he knew the exact second that Bilam used to be Mekalo. And he fell asleep. So Morris says, Lavo Yerucharahu. Why? Because Verachamov al Kol Ma'asov. So some asked the Kasha, well, if you look in the Meforshim on the Rambam, Rabbi Manoyach, his poshet is Rambam means Taka one should be mispal for their abdom. So what about this Gemara? So it's negative this Gemara. So somebody told me that Agon Atzadik Rabbi Victor Miller Zeichat Tzadik Devrocha said the Moshe Lamar Dova Doime. If you're standing on the street and there's a crowd of people in front of you, and suddenly somebody comes with a gun and he starts shooting into this crowd. So you happen to have a gun on you and you aim it at this Ritzeach, you're about to shoot, and it happens to be a Rachmon Slan Yid. So some Yid behind you screams at you, Hob Rachmonas, Hob Rachmonas! Tell him to do tshuva! And then comes Allah Tzadikim, which is a tefillah for the Tzadiki Ador, Al Tzadikim, Al Chassidim, Al Zikni Sheri Sam Ho Yisrael, Al Pleitz HaSofrem, Al Geherat Tzedek, who need lots of Rachmem, V'yoleinu, for our Ruchnius. The Bemis, the Gemara says in Megillah, this bracha is a tefillah, a bakosha, that when the Gula comes, we should all be Zoichet to Rachmei Shemayim. It's not so poshut to be in this Kabbal, Berotzen there when Mashiach comes. Not so posh, it's against the Indian. So he's a lot of Rachman. Yem no Rachamecha, Hashem al Keinu. Sein Zochatoi, Bechol Aboitcha, Mishim Cho Be'emes. Those who have Bitochen and Rebbein Shloim Be'emes, they'll certainly be in a good matzav when Mashiach comes. And then Rishlaim Ilcho, we down for the Shechina to return to Rishlaim, for Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. And Gavurcha is Mashma from the Forshim that refers also to Bizman Azeh. To daven for the Yishlaim Mircha Berach Mimtoshu, the Shechina has to be Shoyle B'chol Doi V'Doi. Obviously, Mashiach comes to be B'tif'arto, B'shlei Musa. But I feel now it's a chiv to daven and the Shechina should be Shoyle B'Yishlaim as much as possible. It's a mokam HaShechina. And that's Tzemach David, the return of Malchus based David, the David and Shlomo and Tzadikim are Hakadosh Elyon who ruled over Klal Yisrael in a way to be mashlit the Rotz Hashem with all the Tariq Mitzvahs over us. And this is what these are called the six brachas of Tzorchei Harabim. And what's more important, the Tzorchei Harabim or the Tzorchei Hayochid? And therefore, it's necessary to obstruct the wily tricks of the Yetzer Hara to it causes people to put their main concentration on the first six brachos and less concentration on the last six brachos. They already have to catch up to the chazan and be ready for kedusha. Nay, that's what we're all waiting for. Lishoscha kivinu kol ayoyim. This is what we're really waiting for. This is my real tzorech, the tzorech of Klal Yisrael. And so, this halacha of facing the Beis Hamikdash, which is me'oire, the kesher with the Beis Hamikdash, that puts one's mind in the right feeling, in the right consciousness of what my tefillah really is all about. And don't worry, you won't lose anything by making the main emphasis on the last six brachas, because somebody who's kashur to the Ribbono Shel Olam, kashur to the Beis Hamikdash, is kashur to the true tachlis of the whole of Klal Yisrael, what we're waiting for so long. That brings much rachmi shemayim, and the kashur is makabel all these private tefillahs as well. This is Avadrom. I'm saying Avadrom. Yeah. I must admit, I never thought of the kasher. That my hands are. Who's the kasher? Anybody got a teretz? If the tzorcha rab more important than tzorcha yochid, why does the tzorcha yochid come first?
It's more personal.
You
feel it more.
Oh, that's Mistavra. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev. The teva of a person is to feel his own inyonim, his own tzrochim more, and that's therefore mamoira the kavonas alev. The one that is in Shloah Kodesh in Seches Tomidor, and brings down from a sefer Derech Chaim 10 yesoidas in tefillah. One of them is this Indian way how to be pointed in the right direction. One of them is tzoyrech, to make sure that one davens with a feeling of tzoyrech. So because when you feel you really need something, then your heart opens up to the bunch them to ask. If you don't feel that you really need anything, you just say, well, I need panos, so the bunch please help. But don't feel the dachas, the lachas of the tzoyrech. The heart doesn't stop own up, so he's a Kenzan Nasim Shadat. Soft, a person's korovates latsmoy, and Mamela to start off with, he opens up his heart by feeling his own tzoyrech and down to the Bein Shalom, and then he continues the tzorche or Abba. Kenzan, I mean, in other words, one first I have to receive my tzorochim, which are tshuva and chulu, and only then can I ask for the tzibur. Cannot say.
That's kapora.
Oh, there is a kapora here. He says, "Slach lo navinu kichotan, mechal lo makin kivshonu." There's a vidui there. There's a vidui, and Taki says in the Mefarshim, one should be careful to say with kavona, really be misvada. Yirotz Hashem is vozon's help from shmizoicher b'mehera me'oid me'oid. To binyan tziv b'fnei neinu binyan beis hamikdash bias mashiach tzidkenu and Moshe Rabbeinu lefaneinu as we state the Gemara in Yuma the Moshe Rabbeinu have tchias amesim will lead us together mashiach tzidkenu b'meheirev yomeinu amen.